Hey guys, Lady Luck here. Are you going on any road trips this summer? I know I'm going to be going on a bunch of road trips. And being that I'm going to be passenger princess, I love playing on SpinQuest.com. SpinQuest has all of my favorite slot games, live blackjack, live craps. Head on over to SpinQuest right now and get yourself a $30 coin pack for just $10.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
This Monday.com ad was created by a team of people and AI agents. Reese, our content agent, wrote the copy based on our best practices, like mentioning Monday.com 3 times. That was the second. Johnny, our coordination agent, built the timeline and kept everyone aligned. Olivia, our human creative director, stayed in the loop because agents are great, but they don't always know when a joke lands. She had one note: tell listeners it only takes minutes to build an agent. So, minutes. Create your own AI agent today on Monday.com.
The Burt Show.
All right, so we just did a love, lost, and found with this dude, Brian, right here.
2 Saturdays ago in East Atlanta, I was there with a buddy watching a jazz show, and we went into the, can I name the club?
Sure.
We went into the graveyard toward the end of the night, and almost immediately I ran into this girl that she commented on my height. I'm 6'9", and she's 5'9". We kept talking, and eventually I just said, look, you know, we really ought to go out on a date. So got her number, got up the next day, reached for my phone, and it was gone.
All right, so that was earlier this morning, and we just replayed that call. And Dale called up and said, I know who that is. I know who that is.
That's his new best friend.
Best friend.
What's going on, Dale?
Hey, not much. How are you guys? This is so funny because I've been trying to set Lauren up for weeks.
Really? Uh-huh. Has she ever...
tell her, Lauren, if I wasn't gay and a few years younger, I would date you because you're so beautiful.
Oh, that's cool.
Sweet.
So sweet.
So she, over the course of like the last week, hasn't brought this guy's name up at all, though?
No, not at all. She, she's always talking about meeting certain guys and people want to set her up. And I keep telling her, like, Lauren, when the time is right, that person's going to walk through the door and going to sweep you off your feet. You're not going to know it. And I think this could be it.
He sounds like a cool guy.
Yeah, he does. He does. I really, really, really want to set them up.
And in the conversation, you remember, he had talked about how she spilled a drink on him. So, and I'm thinking in her mind, she's thinking, well, he didn't call me because, you know what, I'm going to ask myself. So that's why I didn't call.
I'm just moving on.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I could guarantee if I didn't say anything about it, she would talk to me about it today.
Oh, you think so? I'm really surprised that she didn't get any calls earlier this morning and email us.
Well, she's probably not up yet, but I'm on my way to work, and she'll be there probably around 11 because I'm going to be there a little bit early. So, yeah, this is so funny because the second you said the Claiborne's and Marietta, or actually the second you said the girl with the short dark hair shaved on the side, I'm like, oh, that's Lauren.
Perfect.
That is awesome.
All right.
And somebody called earlier this morning and named the salon, right? So they knew who she was.
Yep. Yeah, it's Lauren. She's my best girlfriend.
Fantastic.
All right. Perfect.
Awesome.
What else can you tell us about her going into this call tomorrow? Because by tomorrow morning, around 7:15, we'll get them on together.
Okay. She's from Savannah, and she has actually been an apprentice at the salon, and she's getting ready to take her state board, which is actually something I'm getting her ready for because I'm an educator as well as a stylist. And she's tall. Got dark hair, very, very beautiful, just beautiful. She looks like a runway model.
Perfect.
Would you consider her, sexually very active?
He doesn't know. Yes, I have to say yes, because we're always talking about sex.
Perfect.
Oh, honey.
Good.
That won't help.
No.
It's his best friend. He can say whatever he wants.
Sweet, dear person to me. I mean, I just can't tell you enough what a sweet, dear person she is. She's going to love this.
She's going to love loving him.
Well, all we know about this dude is that he's 6'9", and he seems like a pretty funny, charming dude. So maybe this will all work out in the end.
Oh, don't you worry. I'm going to make it work.
Okay. All right. Dale, you got yourself a mission.
All righty, then.
Yes, I'm going to get started on this as soon as she walks in the back door.
Is that something that she likes to do?
Okay. Yay!
Come on now, really?
Stop.
Really?
Stop. I'm just trying we want to encourage her to call us so that she'll go out with Brian, not discourage her.
I'm just trying to help the guy out.
Or disparage her.
He's a tall fella. He's got to take advantage of that.
Dale, let me put you on hold. We'll get some info, and we'll get you on with these guys tomorrow morning also, okay?
Oh, cool. That sounds wonderful. I look forward to it.
All right. Thanks a lot for calling, man. Appreciate it.
Oh, thank you. Thank you.
All right. You can tell how excited he is that he knows her. Yes. That was cute.
Job well done here, people.
We're not 100% sure. We think.
I mean, it pretty much sounds like it's right on the money
pretty
right
close.
There.
The Burt Show.
So Katie and I were in Vegas over the weekend, and Katie actually got yelled at a poker table, but it's worth bragging rights, I think. So Katie Jo is, she's good at gambling. Like, she's a good poker player. She's good at gambling. We go to Vegas. She's the person who wins. Like, she doesn't go often enough and stay long enough to win huge, huge amounts of money, but she certainly has a lot of luck in Vegas, right? So I love to go, love to watch her. So she this time decided that instead of doing just going around a lot of different, places and slot machines and different types of tables, she's going to play poker. So she got in a poker tournament while she was in Vegas.
Okay.
And the one thing that she did notice, though, that she thought, well, I would have loved to see more women be part of these poker tournaments and poker tables, and because I think there is an intimidation if you're a woman that you want to go and you want to seem like you know what you're doing, and there's some guys that don't take too well to a woman coming to their poker table.
Still, so, an old boy network feels like, yeah. Like smoking a cigar,
right?
Got your scotch, all the boys hanging out playing poker, still has that feel.
Very Sinatra Rat Pack,
yeah.
Kind of thing. Here's some broad that's coming up to the table to play poker. So. So
broad.
She
until they says the word broad,
right? True.
But some guys in Vegas still do. And so she goes up to the table and she is playing poker with these guys. Well, there was a question she had about a certain practice, and I don't know enough about poker to know exactly what was going on because it was a specialized poker they were playing. And so she leaned over when the play was not in motion to a guy sitting next to her to ask a question, and she was doing pretty well at the table, so it wasn't like she wasn't asking the basics, but. She went over and asked the guy. So this other guy, seeing her do that, stood up and started yelling at her. But not yelling at her like, you don't know what you're talking about, and why are you asking this guy? He proceeded to go into a rant about how she was hustling the table.
Oh, get out of here.
So
no way.
Oh, that's awesome.
He was accusing my girlfriend of being a hustler at a poker table in Vegas. And I said, that's awesome. And so she was like, dude, I don't know what you're talking about. And so it got to the point where the dealer almost had to call, and I don't know.
The pit boss.
And no way. I almost had to get a call to the pit boss to get the drunk dude out of the way. But I thought, you know what? But she, you know what? She's like, it didn't bother her at all because to be considered a hustler,
yeah,
in Vegas
you must be doing pretty well.
It was a big deal. So yeah. I have awesome. To say, I was very proud of my girl for getting yelled at the poker table.
Good
in Vegas.
For her.
Yeah.
It's awesome.
I love me some Vegas. I just don't appreciate it the way gamblers do. Like, I just don't have the same kind of rush on winning or losing. Like, most do, or some do, when they go to Vegas.
It makes
just protect
so
my
nervous.
Money, man.
Well, there's in any machine, if you've never been to Vegas or ever been gambling, especially if you go into the slot machines or any of the machines, there is a button that you can push that's cash out. So whenever you're done gambling, you cash out and get your money back.
And it plays the sound effects of coins falling,
yes.
But it prints out a receipt.
Exactly.
It's like really?
Yes, it's awesome. Money. No more coins and buckets and that kind of thing, unless you're in old Vegas. But yeah, and that was my catchphrase all weekend long was cash out, because she made fun of me the fact that I wouldn't play very much, and then if I won anything, if I won 50 cents for a dollar, I'd cash out because I was on top.
That's not how you can gamble.
Yeah, that totally shocks us about you, Melissa.
Right. I know, give it to me.
I'm surprised you didn't tie a little tiny string to the quarter before you put it in the slot machine. If you didn't win, you could yank it out.
I used to work with a guy in Dallas that just used to love the rush of gambling. I think I've told you about this guy before. Like, I have sat at a craps table with him before, where he would go down $5,000 and stick it out. Then he'd go up $12,000, then go down $9,000. He just loved that ride. And I would be so stressed out just watching him that's not even a part of my reality.
Yeah, the routine around Vegas, I was the banker, basically. I mean, I would just watch Katie. So she'd go to one place and she'd win money, and then she'd hand me part of what she won. And then she'd take the rest of it and go somewhere else and lose it. But then by the end of the night, by the time we got to the hotel room, she was up again. So, and it's same thing. I can't handle it. And she would laugh at me for, like, having my nails in my mouth biting because of everything she was doing.
There
but
is
she
something,
loves it.
There is something about gambling. Like, I remember when we had to go to New Orleans for one of our radio conventions, and Jimmy Barron and I took, she was Tracy Paluso then, producer Tracy, who doesn't do anything bad or no gambling, none of that.
And Jimmy's Jewish.
Yeah.
I want to be gambling with a Jewish guy.
With the non-rule breaker and the Jew. That sounds like a wild time.
What are you implying about Jewish people?
Just Jimmy.
So we took her into the Harrah's Casino that's right there in New Orleans, and I think we each gave her like $25. Like we each gave her five dollar chips, and she turned that into like $45. Mm-hmm. And you would have thought she just won the Powerball, the $1,000 yeah. easy money, and got a G shirt.
I understand. Cash out!
Well, congratulations, Katie.
Yes, my hustling girl. That's a gag girl.
That is like a stripe on your poker sleeve right there. God, if they accuse you of cheating, you've done pretty well, right?
Total badge of honor.
She's the only girl there, and the guys were accusing her of being a hustler.
Nice.
And congratulations on your 50 cents.
Thank you very much. Thank you. I've invested that.
Cash out!
Cash out!
The Bird Show.
This episode is brought to you by Vinted. Hey, it's Cassie, and this is your heads up that you're probably sitting on a fat stack of cash and you don't even realize it. Y'all, I took a look at my closet the other day, like truly looked at it, and I realized I probably don't wear half of it. It's just sitting there taking up space and guilt tripping me every time I buy a new piece of clothing, reminding me that, oh, I'm running out of closet space and I have all these beautiful clothes I never ever wear. And it's become this weird pain point in my life. And then I found Vinted. Vinted is a secondhand app that makes it easy for everyday people like you and me to sell pre-loved fashion and earn some extra money. Vinted was the motivation I needed to clean out my closet, and I'm betting it's the same for you. So picture this. You use Vinted. Now you've got a less cluttered closet, a refreshed wardrobe with new pieces that you don't feel guilty about, and you made money. It's a win-win-win. And the extra nice part is that listing items on Vinted is quick and simple, and once an item sells, Vinted creates the prepaid shipping label for you. So if you're ready to clean out your closet and make some extra money, download the Vinted app for free and start listing. With no seller fees, you keep every dollar you earn, and for a limited time, you can enjoy free shipping in the U.S. on Vinted. Can't wait to see what y'all are selling.
The Bird Show.
All right, producer Joanna here is getting married, allegedly. And the exact day you're getting married?
May 28th, 2011.
Okay.
Did you celebrate on May 28th, 2010? Like a pre-anniversary?
Not really, but it did. I thought that I would like, you know, be thinking of that day. Oh my God, it's a year out. And actually Jason, my fiance, reminded me that we were a year away. Mm-hmm. So
haven't you been engaged for a year already?
Yes.
I know, right? It does feel like a really long time.
Do you know why? Because it is.
But I mean, I think there comes a point, at least from the outside looking in, you know, with weddings and planning, like women don't learn from each other. Like, it seems like the very same fairy tale attitude is passed down from generation to generation and woman to woman, mm-hmm. even though every woman complains about the small things that go along with wedding planning, mm-hmm. but yet again, when a woman gets engaged, it all starts from zero. It's like, this isn't going to be me. That was their life.
You
don't want to ruin it for them. You want them to figure it out and shatter their dreams on their own. You don't want to be the one to tell them that, look, honey, that's not how it's going to happen.
But do you think Do you think it's competitive, though? Because I know that you're helping with a friend in her wedding. And do you think it's the, oh, well, I know that she may be having problems with the little details. It's going to be different with me.
It's not competitive. If I'm going to be completely honest, I think it's more of, not competitive, just like you want yours to be awesome and beautiful and the best, and you hope that everyone thinks yours is, but I don't want any, I want hers to be lovely and beautiful as well. I just want mine to be better.
Lovelier and better.
Yes.
That's competition.
Yes.
What's that, Wendy?
That would be competition.
Okay, yeah, that's a competition. Now, this doesn't really have to do with the wedding planning itself. This is more after wedding, right?
Right. Well, I think that with being engaged, there's a lot of things that Jason and I have been discussing, from not moving in together until we're married to our finances, how we're going to handle things, and then now also what we're going to do with my last name, because my last name is Rodriguez. And in this world, I think that holds a lot. Like, as far as job goes, I think it's very important to keep my last name.
Why is that?
Because, I mean, and nowadays, it's, you know, you get kind of an edge being Spanish, I think. You get kind of like a, you get put at the front of the line because maybe you're Hispanic, you can speak two languages. And I think it's very important in the job market today to stand out somehow.
That's why I use Jose Dollar.
Thought it was Jesus. That.
Hang on, better joke.
What is your potential married name?
It would be Newman or Newman. It's German.
Okay.
But it doesn't hold as much value as Hispanic.
That's not going to get you in the front of line anywhere.
No, it's not.
That doesn't say I am from Uruguay.
No, not at all. So we've been discussing it, and I told him that I don't want to keep my last name. I want to hyphen my last name, so I would drop my middle name, so I would be Joanna Rodriguez Newman. And
Hyphenated.
Uh-huh. And at first he thought I was joking, but I would always assure him that it wasn't a joke, that I'm being serious. And then he finally, after arguing time after time, he let it go. And he's like, fine, as long as our kids are not going to be Rodriguez Newman, they're going to be Newman. I was like, that's fine. Whatever, you know, the kids don't even matter at this point. But I do right now, and that's how I'm going to do my last name.
Okay. Right. Yeah. Don't talk about kids before you get married. Right. That, you know, you can just cover that afterwards. It's not important now.
Whenever it happens.
Yeah. Cross that bridge when you come to it.
All right, so you guys have an agreement.
Yeah. So we have an agreement. However, I wrote on Facebook, or a friend of his posted a picture of Jason and I on Facebook, and they said the future Mr. and Mrs. Newman, and I commented afterwards, and I said, actually, future Mr. and Mrs. Rodriguez Newman, and Jason's mother saw it. And she wasn't too happy about it.
What did she say? Did she comment underneath it?
No. She called him. She called Jason and said, you know, I saw something on Facebook, and I'm not too happy about it.
Well, that's Jason's like, oh, great. Joanna took her top off again.
That's the problem. Moms shouldn't be allowed on Facebook.
Yeah, I agree.
Should be an entirely separate website, facebook.com/mom/whatever your name is.
Right. Agreed.
Exactly. Yeah. So they had a long conversation, and he told her that I was just kidding, that I'm not going to be keeping my last name.
Wait a minute, military man.
Oh, no.
That's what I love about guys in the military, man. They are not afraid of any kind of confrontation.
Except for with their own mother.
Yes. So after he got off the phone, I pretty much told him that he needs to go ahead and let his mother know that that's not the case. I'm not joking. That is what I'm going to do. And traditionally, in the Hispanic community, we keep our last names. If my, you know,
wouldn't you be Rodriguez de Newman?
Yes, I would. Exactly. I would technically be Joanna Elisa Rodriguez de Newman.
Which translates properly to, I am Joanna Rodriguez owned by Mr. Newman, which is correct.
Or am part of the Newman family. Yes, not owned by Newman.
Semantics.
But anyways, but in the United States, it's not traditional. The women usually take the men's last name. And I understand that and I get it. But I think career-wise, and also because I'm proud of where I'm from and I don't want to drop my last name. Mm-hmm. I'm proud of being a Rodriguez. You know,
I think because you feel so strongly about it, because so many women are gray in this area, because it does seem, well, once you have children, it's just easier to do it. So just sort of succumb to it, you know, because you don't want to make everything complicated. But I think you feel very strongly about this, and I can tell it's something that means a lot to you. So do it, regardless of what his mom thinks, regardless of what anybody else thinks. If you're this clear on what you want, then that's exactly what you have to do.
I bet your attitude would change if you were living in Arizona. Then you'd want to keep
my name is Newman, not Joanna. Newman. It's Newman. It's Jones. It's Smith. 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 Look.
My last name is White.
1-877-588-BERT, B-E-R-T. Hey, Joe, good morning. You're on The Bert Show.
Hey, what's going on, Bert?
You tell us, dude.
Hey, man, I was just going to call and tell Joanna, me and my new wife, we just got married in April.
Congratulations.
But we had the exact same argument. I told her I did not want her to hyphenate her name. And she insisted that she keep her name. She comes from a family that they didn't have a son, so she was the only child, and she felt strongly about maintaining the family name. And my last name is very rare, so, you know, I really wanted us to keep my name. So we had this huge argument about her hyphenating her name. Her mom got involved, said the same kind of thing. My parents really aren't in the picture, so they didn't really have an opinion. But what we decided was, and I thought this might help you, was, she decided that she was going to keep her last name, and I guess I'm going to have to be okay with that, since that's what she wants. And ultimately, I'd like her to be happy. So she said she's going to keep all four names, so it'll be her first name, her middle name, her old last name, and now my name without a hyphen.
So what's the whole name?
So her whole name is Julia Elizabeth Holman Barbani.
Wow.
That is a lot.
Yeah, I mean, a lot of women do that.
I hope she doesn't play soccer because you can't get that on the back of the jersey.
Well, she said she wanted to do it because she'd like to keep a professional career, and she said that, you know, ultimately she will go by my name, but on paper she would still like to keep her last name. She said it wasn't, I personally felt like it was kind of like a lack of commitment or like it would be easier for, I don't know. I guess I didn't have a good attitude to begin with about it, but she says she wants to keep it, and, you know, I love her, so that's what I'll let her do as long as kind of the same thing. Our kids are my last name, and, you know, I just didn't like the whole hyphen idea. It bothered me.
Gotcha.
It still bothers him. But I mean,
you know, he stretches out his sentences the way his wife stretches out her name.
Yeah, exactly.
Because I caught a few hyphens in that sentence.
Yeah. I think the whole thing was hyphenated. Uh-huh. But Joanna, I agree with Jim, but I think the number one thing is you and Jason have to be on the same page.
Yeah,
and
man.
He's got to get on that same page because he cannot, this is the wrong time for him to start playing between you and his mother and saying she was just kidding.
Right.
That was a huge violation.
And
that was.
Take it from a dude that's been married a long time. You set the groundwork for all this stuff, like how he's going to handle conflict between you and his mom right now.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I think you should call his mom. Like, I don't even think you should tell him. I think you should pick up the phone and go, listen, lady. Listen, new mom or whatever your name is. It's Rodriguez. Guess what you're going to have to get used to.
Hey, The Bird Show.
This episode is brought to you by Vinted. Hey, it's Cassie, and this is your heads up that you're probably sitting on a fat stack of cash and you don't even realize it. Y'all, I took a look at my closet the other day, like truly looked at it, and I realized I probably don't wear half of it. It's just sitting there taking up space and guilt tripping me every time I buy a new piece of clothing, reminding me that, oh, I'm running out of closet space and I have all these beautiful clothes I never ever wear. And it's become this weird pain point in my life. And then I found Vinted. Vinted is a secondhand app that makes it easy for everyday people like you and me to sell pre-loved fashion and earn some extra money. Vinted was the motivation I needed to clean out my closet, and I'm betting it's the same for you. So picture this. You use Vinted. Now you've got a less cluttered closet, a refreshed wardrobe with new pieces that you don't feel guilty about, and you made money. It's a win-win-win. And the extra nice part is that listing items on Vinted is quick and simple, and once an item sells, Vinted creates the prepaid shipping label for you. So if you're ready to clean out your closet and make some extra money, download the Vinted app for free and start listing. With no seller fees, you keep every dollar you earn, and for a limited time, you can enjoy free shipping in the U.S. on Vinted. Can't wait to see what y'all are selling.
The Bird Show.
All right, let's get Brian back on, man. I've been waiting for this now 24 hours. I feel like I'm invested in Brian.
Because you're going to start bragging that you introduced them when they get married,
right?
And kids and are together forever.
It's the girl syndrome right there that, I was the one that brought them together.
I'm responsible for this beauty.
Brian called us yesterday, and he said that he met this girl in a bar a week and a half, 2 weeks ago. And then he lost his phone the next day on a bike ride. He's in a panic, man. Mm-hmm. Can't find her.
He already asked her out when they met, got her phone number, but then the phone was gone.
And she was totally cool with that. Here's my phone number, no worries. Well, he spends like a week and a half calling different hair salons in Marietta, because over the course of the conversation that they had over the night, he just remembers that she was a hairstylist in Marietta. So he's calling all these places trying to find her. He goes online trying to find her, and he has no luck at all, right?
Mm-hmm.
So he calls us yesterday, and he gives us some details. That she lives in Grand Park, we knew. We knew that she was a hairstylist in Marietta.
Mm-hmm.
And we knew she was like 5'9", and she had dark brown hair.
Mm-hmm.
So that's all pretty much that we had right there. What's going on, Brian?
Hey, good morning, guys.
How are you doing?
I'm doing well. How about you?
Okay.
You nervous?
Yeah, you have a different tone in your voice
today.
Is it?
Nervous? No, why? Why would I be nervous?
Because love.
Destiny is awaiting.
I think every creeper gets nervous
when
they're about to have face-to-face interaction with the person they've been internet stalking.
Gross. Don't say that.
Come on, Jeff.
Like, at this point, though, we don't know if she even, like, gave him the fake number or the real number.
I know. That's crossed my mind before.
No, because this is too perfect.
I think
this is too perfect and romantic. It's not
going to
be anything ugly. No wrong number given.
When we get her on, we will have this guy to thank, because Dale called us yesterday. Let's get him on. Hey, Dale?
Yes, sir.
How are you?
How are you today?
I'm doing well. How are you guys this morning?
Good. You are about to be the agent, the ambassador of destiny, dude. You were the one listening yesterday and called us.
Yes, I was telling Laura how this could be just her destiny.
And if it doesn't work out, Dell, and you play your cards right, you could maybe take Brian over to the other side for a minute.
Oh, God. I'm not too good at that.
When you called her yesterday or you saw her yesterday, what were the first words that came out of your mouth?
Well, I actually, when I got there, I opened the back door, and she was standing at the back door saying, I'm going to kill you. And everybody was back there, like, saying how cute it was. And, you know, we were just, I don't know, we were really excited. I'm so excited for Laura because she's such a great girl. I mean, she's beautiful inside and out. And I think I told you yesterday, if I wasn't gay and a few years younger, I'd want to make her my girlfriend and marry her.
Oh, that's so sweet.
I saw somebody sent me like a link to her yesterday. I think it was producer Tracy. She's really cute. She's really cute.
Yeah. Did you see the one at Claiborne's where she works? She had pink hair then.
I did. Yeah, that's the one I saw.
Yeah, she cut her hair shorter and it's darker. And she's just, you know, I've known Lauren for a little over a month. She's just such a young, talented stylist that's up and coming, and she's just so kind and a big heart. And I don't know, the second her and I met, we just kind of connected, and I just think the world of her.
Sweet.
And to think, Brian, this girl almost slipped out of your hands already, dude. I mean, if you're...
Yeah. She was talking about that, too, yesterday.
Did she seem to be charmed by it, or did she seem to be a little freaked out about it?
She was a little freaked out at first, but... The more I started talking to her about it, she was like, yeah, you're right. Maybe, you're right. I need to do this. And I said, of course you do. I said, I mean, you're beautiful. I mean, why would you not?
Well, I'm sure anybody would be freaked out if their name was being talked about on the radio and somebody was looking for them. I mean, that's a little intense at first.
Sure. Until you hear all the details, and because it's all pretty charming. Mm-hmm. I mean, that he went this far out of his way.
Did she remember him, Dale?
Yes, she did. Okay. I vaguely remember him because I spilled his drink on him, and I was embarrassed. And I said, "Oh, okay, way to go, girl."
Okay.
That's good.
She doesn't vaguely remember him. He's 8'2", and he was staring at her and licking his lips for 3 hours at the bar.
Why are you making this so creepy, man?
That is too funny. That is so funny. I'm just so excited for it because I see what this guy's done. I think it's very romantic.
Well, she's on hold, so Brian, I'm about to put her on with you, and these are always awkward.
You can do it, Brian. Like, be charming and, you know, vertically convenient.
Let's ride this pony. Not you, Jeff.
I got to be honest with you. I don't take offense to that, but I would if I were her. And Dale's like, yeah, let's do it.
Let's ride this pony.
Let's do it.
Let's get Lauren on.
Are you gonna take Dale off, or are you going to make this like a three-way?
Well, I think I'm going to make it a three-way because whenever it's just one-on-one, it's always awkward.
Dale's
going to
be more comfortable.
He's
going to
help him talk.
The more people at the party, I think the better in this case.
Wow, I've never been on a three-way with a woman before.
Lauren's like a little his and hers. Bring it.
Well, okay. Let's get it going.
Hey, Lauren, good morning.
Ride this pony.
Hi, guys.
How are you?
Hey.
I'm good. It's a little early for me, but... I'm good.
When do you normally get up?
Probably about like 8:45.
I know I have this generalization of hairstylists that you guys work until like 8 o'clock at night, but then all of you go out and you party until 4 or 5 in the morning.
No, I was actually asleep in bed by 12 o'clock last night.
Okay.
So, Lauren, were you totally flattered that Brian's been looking for you?
You know. It was a little crazy at first. But a friend of mine called me at like 9 o'clock in the morning, and I had only been up for like 15 minutes. I was like, okay, well, just let me get ready for work, and I'll listen to it and see if the guy's really talking about me. And so, of course, I had to call one of my other friends. I'm like, you have to listen to the radio, and I mean, it's really flattering. It is. It was a little strange at first hearing somebody talk. on a radio show that's broadcast, you know, all around the area. But no, I mean, it's flattering. Definitely.
I said I'd call.
And you remembered who he was because of the spilt drink?
Yeah, I did. I was like, I totally spilled his drink on that guy.
And he's super tall, too. So
yeah, that was one of the other things. I do remember him being, like, really, really tall. And I'm definitely not a short person myself. So, and I probably had, like, 4-inch heels on or something.
See, okay. Tall women wearing heels, man. As a guy that's 5'4", it drives me crazy. don't own your height. Hide it. All right, here's Brian. Hey, Brian. Here's Lauren.
Hey, what's going on?
How are you?
I'm doing very well. Sorry to make such a scene of everything, but I did say I would call, so...
Yeah.
Lauren, go to your closet and open it. We've got a surprise for you.
He's been there all night. Brian, tell Lauren, I mean, and I think this is charming, so I don't think I'm setting you up to freak her out, but I mean, you went to great lengths. You were so impressed with her that night. You went to great lengths to try to find out who she was.
You know, I mean, I went to a place or two. I called some places, and I looked at several places online, and then, I kind of felt, I felt like I just kind of missed the website yesterday when I saw the Claiborne's website, because there you were, right on the main page or second to the first page. So, but anyway, yeah, it was kind of fun. If nothing else, I hope it was it'll at least be a memorable experience.
There's no doubt about that. It definitely is.
So so Lauren, are you in a relationship right now? Or are you not in? Well, you obviously are because you gave me your phone.
No, I'm single.
Okay. All right. And here's the awkward part. Okay.
Yeah. All right, Dale. Brian. Here you go. Take charge,
oh,
Dale.
Oh,
here's your chance, Brian.
So
ask her out.
Do it.
What's that?
I said, do it, Lauren, do it.
What am I, okay, Lauren, I don't know what I'm supposed to say.
Lauren, would you like to ride that pony?
Oh, thank you, Jeff. I appreciate that.
Not mine.
You know, I guess I could find out if I would like to.
Yeah, why don't we just do this? Why don't I put both you guys on hold? And Lauren, I'll give you Brian's phone number or whatever, vice versa. No. And then at least you guys are back in contact with each other. I mean, you gave him your number once, so we're assuming it's okay to give it to him again.
Yeah, it's quite all right.
Okay, cool.
All right. Awesome. All right.
This thing's
cool.
Done.
This is good.
This thing's done. We'll let it go before Jeff really creeps you out.
Okay, thank you.
All right, Brian, you hold on with us. Dale.
Thanks, Dale.
Thanks, Dale.
Thanks. Have a good morning, guys.
You too.
And thanks for giving us a call. And thanks, Lauren. Okay, Brian, man. That's done, dude.
Thank you, guys.
Okay.
Woo. All right.
So
go
now,
get your girl.
Ball is in your court now, dude. We found her for you. And I must say, I'm feeling pretty good about like
that's
our,
awesome.
Our batting average on this thing is
really
around 850.
Yeah.
So if
I have to say, you guys were one of the first things I thought of whenever I was walking my flat-tired bike home. I was like, you know, if I really don't find it, there's always that option.
Right. All right.
That's awesome.
You're like the nuclear option.
I'm glad you reached out to us. And for all of the hopeless romantics, you have to let us know how it goes.
Yeah.
I mean, if you guys get married and have babies, we must know about it.
Well, I want to check before that. Like in a couple of weeks, we'll give you a call just to see if you guys have touched base and have gone out.
Cool. Good doing it. Definitely.
All right, Brian. I'll put you on hold.
Sweet.
Thank you.
Congratulations, man.
Good luck.
Thanks.
Good luck.
Thanks.
We can do the same thing for you guys. So remember, if this ever happens to you, or if you're out over the weekend and you just don't man up, or you don't get his phone number or whatever, then Monday or Tuesday rolls around and you're like, you know what? Damn, why didn't I just get the digits? We can find them for you with Love, Lost, and Found.
But details are important.
Details are very important. Yeah, we get some vague ones sometimes where, like, I met a guy, he's 6'4", and he was at the Braves game in section 210.
We didn't even have that time. Somebody called and said, I met him at a Braves game, he had a Braves hat on. Really?
Huh. Wow.
Good job.
Get it. The Bird Show.
This episode is brought to you by Vinted. Hey, it's Cassie, and this is your heads up that you're probably sitting on a fat stack of cash and you don't even realize it.
Y'all, I took a look at my closet the other day, like truly looked at it, and I realized I probably don't wear half of it. It's just sitting there taking up space and guilt tripping me every time I buy a new piece of clothing, reminding me that, oh, I'm running out of closet space and I have all these beautiful clothes I never ever wear. And it's become this weird pain point in my life. And then I found Vinted. Vinted is a secondhand app that makes it easy for everyday people like you and me to sell pre-loved fashion and earn some extra money. Vinted was the motivation I needed to clean out my closet, and I'm betting it's the same for you. So picture this. You use Vinted. Now you've got a less cluttered closet, a refreshed wardrobe with new pieces that you don't feel guilty about, and you made money. It's a win-win-win. And the extra nice part is that listing items on Vinted is quick and simple, and once an item sells, Vinted creates the prepaid shipping label for you. So if you're ready to clean out your closet and make some extra money, download the Vinted app for free and start listing. With no seller fees, you keep every dollar you earn, and for a limited time, you can enjoy free shipping in the U.S. on Vinted. Can't wait to see what y'all are selling.
Forget whatever plans you have this weekend because you're staying at home and playing on SpinQuest. And there's never been a better time to sign up than right now. New users get $30 coin packs for just $10. All the table games you love with hundreds of slot games and real cash prizes. That's at SpinQuest.com. SpinQuest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Hey, I've got the campaign brief ready, built from last quarter's data and the competitive landscape.
Approved. Oh, agents, where would we be without you?
Somewhere with a lot more tabs open.
Create your first Monday agent in minutes at monday.com.
You're on The Burt Show.
A couple of things that are starting to gain traction on the internet, going virally. Have you guys seen this thing from College Humor? The American Idol losers, guys that didn't make it to L.A., go through a McDonald's and order by singing at the McDonald's?
Hi, welcome to McDonald's. How may I help you?
I have a complicated order.
Okay, go ahead.
Are you listening?
Yes, sir.
Well, yeah, I want a number 6 supersize with a Sprite and large fries. Mustard ketchup only, please. But don't you forget that cheese. I got a sweet tooth, but I'm in a hurry. Can I get one Big McFlurry? Give me one of them sprinkled with some M&M's. I'm feeling them, excuse me, remember, baby. Can you tell me, did you get that? Was it too fast?
Cause I don't have
to come back. I like it.
To the drive. Let's see if she gets the order right, though.
Can you hear me? Am I coming in clearly? Cause if it's Mickey D's, then please, I'm grabbing it. Ba-da-ba-ba-ba, I'm loving it.
Of course.
That's awesome.
Did you get that?
Yes, you wanted a number 6 supersize with only mustard and ketchup with a large fry and a M&M McFlurry.
Yeah.
He's like really surprised I got it right.
That's fantastic.
That's awesome.
Yeah. That is incredible.
You got it right. I totally got it right.
Totally impressive there.
And I'm starving.
So we like, yeah.
Listen, it's the Burt Show.
Happy birthday, America. It's time to celebrate and play your favorite Las Vegas casino games by American-owned SpinQuest.com. What's better than fireworks and American pie? Hitting a blackjack in the palm of your hand, and you won't lose your fingers. Over 1,000 games, including slots and live dealers. And $30 coin packs are on sale for $10. SpinQuest.com. Buy American players for American players.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.